June 13, 1 Samuel 25, 36-39, Divine Vengeance. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Romans 12, 19. Although Nabal had refused the needy company of David and his men, yet that very night he made an extravagant feast for himself and his riotous friends and indulged in eating and drinking till he sank in drunken stupor. Nabal thought nothing of spending an extravagant amount of his wealth to indulge and glorify himself, but it seemed too painful a sacrifice for him to make to bestow compensation, which he never would have missed, upon those who had been like a wall to his flocks and herds. Nabal was like the rich man in the parable. He had only one thought, to use God's merciful gifts to gratify his selfish animal appetites. He had no thought of gratitude to the giver. He was not rich toward God, for eternal treasure had no attraction for him. Present luxury, present gain, was the one absorbing thought of his life. This was his God. Nabal was a coward at heart, and when he realized how near his folly had brought him to a sudden death, he seemed smitten with paralysis. Fearful that David would still pursue his purpose of revenge, he was filled with horror and sank down in a condition of helpless insensibility. After 10 days he died. The life that God had given him had been only a curse to the world. In the midst of his rejoicing and merrymaking, God had said to him, as he said to the rich man of the parable, This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Luke 12:20. When David heard the tidings of the death of Nabal, he gave thanks that God had taken vengeance into his own hands. He had been restrained from evil, and the Lord had returned the wickedness of the wicked upon his own head. In this dealing of God with Nabal and David, men may be encouraged to put their cases into the hands of God, for in his own good time he will set matters right.